Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Wow, Jerry, look at that crowd, and they're all here to see you.
I love them, Tom.
But welcome, success friends, to 15 Minutes of Fun, where we ask the question, what are you doing within while you're doing without? Today's show is sponsored by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency,
Your fierce choice for insurance.
The show today is entitled, A Drive to Thrive. Welcome, success friends. Say hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Whoops, I missed it, Jer.
Yeah, that sounds better. That sounds a lot better.
Jerry, you're looking good. How did you sleep last night?
Well, Tom, you know, I slept okay, but I'm feeling a little bit stiff today.
Jerry, we're loving it. We're loving it. I don't know how you come up with these things. But hey, welcome, success friends. Thank you for joining us today at a little place I like to call Success Saturday, the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend. We provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% of inspiration. Ah, success, that magical, mystical, ethereal idea. You know, success friends, my definition of success is simple. For me, success is actively participating in your grand obsession. Our definition of success is the same for all of us. It's our obsessions that differentiate us. So again, Jerry,
hey, what's your grand obsession?
Please join us here each Saturday morning at 11:30 a.m. and rekindle your romance with success. And speaking of success, hello to Bob at the controls this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Love being on KLBB Radio every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. with you. And Bob, they can catch your show
with Stan every weekday, Monday through Friday, noon to two, and we wish Jerry would call in once in a while with a song suggestion.
Yeah, I got a million of them, too.
We'd love it.
All right. We'll make sure Jerry does that, okay, Jerry?
Okay, if I'm not sleeping, you know.
But, hey, we love being a part of Club KLBB Radio, and as you're talking about Monday through Friday, remember to tune in at 9:20 a.m. Our lemon drops are little inspirations that melt in your mind the whole day long. So you've got us on Saturday for our show, Monday through Friday for lemon drops. But success friends, our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill. And I want to talk to you today about a very special success tool. I call it a drive to thrive. And Jerry, how about a little story?
Okay, it sounds kind of peachy to me.
Well, thank you, Jerry. And I want to talk to you today about an explorer, a polar explorer, Sir Ernest Shackleton. And this was during the period of when the race to Antarctica was in full bloom. This was during the early 1900s. And remember, Jerry, GPS wasn't invented yet. So Sir Shackleton steered his ship, the Endurance, by the stars towards the South Pole in an attempt to cross Antarctica. However, Shackleton and the Endurance never enjoyed the pole's air, as they became trapped in the unforgiving Antarctica ice. You might say that a disruption occurred in Shackleton's grand obsession. And unlike many of our adversities, Shackleton's adversity lasted a number of years. The unrelenting ice was so strong that it actually broke up his ships. Realizing the enormity of the situation, he finally had his men abandon ship and burned what remained of the timbers, almost as if a religious ceremony, a bon voyage, if you will, to one dream, and a welcome, a hello to a new grand obsession. The new grand obsession? Survival. Now think of it. He had spent a number of years planning this trip. Much money was invested, and suddenly his dream changed in an instant. One from thriving to suddenly just being able to survive became his number one drive. Shackleton's men had to wait on the ice for the lifeboats to loosen so that they could make it to shore. And as the disruption occurred, Sir Shackleton immediately went from wanting to cross the Antarctica to just wanting to survive. Survival of himself and his men became his grand obsession, and if Shackleton felt fear, he kept his feeling from his men. He knew that he must show a courageous face or all would be lost. He knew that confidence was contagious, as was fear. Shackleton had to leave his men and make a round-trip voyage of around 700 miles to save his crew. He succeeded. His story is one of great leadership. So, success, friends, our first instinct, survival. It's so important that breathing, heart beating, digestion, etc., they are taken out of our conscious hands and are done without a single thought. Think of it. We can drive a car while in a deep conversation with someone, not even aware consciously of where we are going, but we get there. Survival, an amazing instinct. But for us success friends, we take survival for granted. We only become concerned when maybe we lose a job. But even then, we believe that all will be well. Yes, success friends, in today's world, our anxiety of survival is so much different than Sir Shackleton's. And here is why we are so fortunate. We do survive, and in fact, we not only survive, we thrive.
Todd, I apologize, but I need to interrupt you for a little break.
Okay, Jerry, I'll talk more about the lesson learned of Sir Shackleton when we return.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, remember, you can find us on Twitter at hashtag Fierce Choice. And please like us at Thomas Fierce Insurance on Facebook.
Hey, also follow Lemon Drops on Instagram at Lemon Drops, the number 4, Y-O-U.
All right, Jerry, that's a good one there. And Jerry, I hear it is time for our success quotes of the day. And our first quote is, "My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style." And that came from Maya Angelou, who did all of those. Our second success quote, this comes from Robert Schuller. He ran the Crystal Cathedral for many years, very inspirational person. He said, "It takes but one positive thought when given a chance to survive and thrive to overpower an entire army of negative thoughts." How's that for today's topic, Jerry?
Boy, that's right on track. And here's my quote, and this one comes from Rumi. It's, "Live life as if everything is rigged in our favor."
Wonderful stuff, Jerry. You know, I love the idea of living life as if we are guaranteed to win.
Me too, Tom. I love this stuff. It's wonderful.
It is, Jerry. So, hey, let's thrive. And let's finish our little story about Sir Ernest Shackleton. You know, Jerry, success, friends, what he really was, he was a master at focus. And he was very good at analyzing a situation. He could take his dream to the very last, but he also knew when to quit and start anew. The interesting thing about Sir Shackleton was that his focus was phenomenal. He didn't stop his dream until he tried every possible outcome. But when it was apparent he could no longer chase that dream, he abandoned it without regret and moved on to his next obsession. His new obsession, saving his men. It took over a couple of years to get his men back home, but Sir Shackleton never lost sight of what he was trying to accomplish. He didn't get sidetracked. He stayed on task and accomplished his mission. Success, friends, I believe that in every one of us is a spark that wants to grow into a flame. Our first instinct may be survival, but the instinct that makes life worth living is the instinct to thrive. Man saw the birds and he wanted to fly, so he built the airplane. He saw the gazelle and wanted to move fast, so he built the car. He saw the fish and built powerful, large ships to swim the Earth's oceans. He saw the sun and the moon and the stars, and he invented light. Man, you, success, friends, is not content to just survive. We are hardwired to improve our lot in life, to thrive. And if you want success at something, the key is to stay with just one thing. And the key to doing that is to keep your grand obsession in front of your eyes at all times. Remember the saying, we can do anything, we just can't do everything. Otherwise, a new shiny, flashy thing comes along and we forget what we were going to focus on. You know, we're like that entertainer that has plates spinning in the air, and we just can't give enough value or time to any of the plates, and they all eventually fall down. And we wonder, oh no, what should we do, until a new plate comes along, and well, you know how that works. What I'm saying is, you already have the drive to thrive inside of you. Listen to what you are passionate about, and chase that dream to the ends of the earth and to the ends of time. Success, friends, I'd love to go deeper into this subject, but you know, we're running out of time. Hey, I'm so excited to be a part of your day. Now listen, every Monday through Friday, every morning at 9:20 on KLBB Radio for your daily lemon drop, and then join us each Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for Ensure Your Success. And remember, go to www.gps4success.com and sign up for your free daily lemon drops. Get inspired every day. And the best part, it is advertisement free. Just our little gift of inspiration to you. But until next Saturday at 11:30 a.m., be enthusiastic. This is Tom Fierst
and Geriatrics
saying goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, Success. Jerry?
Yeah, remember to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency at 651-738-0107 and take the KLBB Challenge. If we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25. And say, remember, don't text and drive. Bye.
Bye, Jerry.
With a fine young son to take my place, I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Gonna build